Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter, what's up, buddy? Hey.
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Let's get right to it so we don't waste any more time like we already have this morning. Let's do your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, 1964, U.S. Surgeon General Luther Terry released a report that said that smoking cigarettes was a definite health hazard.
Definitely.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, hey. Breathing fire isn't good for you, huh? It took us to, what, 1964 to figure that out?
1964. You know, it is crazy. You know, obviously, we learn as we go as a species, okay? We're figuring this crazy thing called life out one day at a time. But it does kind of crack me up that back in the day, you could straight up see magazine ads where 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Winston cigarettes, and it's got a doctor there smoking.
For instance, I watched a snooker match from like 1975, right?
Yeah.
Dude, all you could hear is people smoking, coughing in the background. Yeah. You could hardly see the snooker table because it was all smoky.
Just that haze in there, man.
Dude, people just chain smoking back in the day.
There's a funny old commercial you can see where it's Barney and Fred from the Flintstones. Saying, "Hey, Fred, I'm on a smoke break.
Barney,
do you got any Winston
cigarettes?" Jeez,
on a kid's cartoon. Barney, it's time for a cigarette break.
See,
Barney.
Those are the reasons why I look back at like 1960s and 70s. I'm like, there were some things back then where I was like, come on, guys.
Yeah, we were just
facepalm.
We should have figured that out maybe a little bit sooner. I do kind of miss the days where you go to the doctor's office, he comes in with a cigarette, he puts it out real quick. All right, let's talk about your health here. It's like, oh, okay, thanks, doc. You tell me. Are you sure you don't want to finish that cigarette? Don't rush on my accord. You'll be fine. You got plenty of time. Finish off that smoke. So. So
you could smoke in class back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
Jeez.
Good times. Yeah, all the bad kids were in the back smoking cigarettes. Well, Johnny's 18. He can smoke in the back of the classroom.
Get in the back if you're going to smoke.
The teacher's there, a big old palm all hanging out of her mouth while she's teaching long division. Fantastic.
Dude.
Hey, Barney, let's take a cigarette break.
Hey, Barney, why don't you roll up a cigarette for me?
9 out of 10 doctors recommend cool cigarettes. Or even remember Joe Camel and him and his cool
so
leather
cool.
jacket looking so cool. Man. All right, there you go.
If that's good for you, Fred.
That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Nick Swardson.